Welcome to C9 Live. I'm Robert Hess, and joining me right now is Kurt Yelbeny. Just got through with a great keynote talking about SharePoint and all the great features in Office and Office 2010 that are coming out. They do some wonderful things. If you've got any questions you want to take and ask Kurt, just make sure you send your tweet to @CH9Live, and we'll take and get on our screen, and we can actually ask those questions. Until those start coming in, Kurt, I'd like to congratulate you on a great presentation you did. The audience really was pumped on what you had to say about SharePoint. The thing that really struck me was when they showed the demo and they just hit F5 and bang, from Visual Studio straight to SharePoint.
Absolutely.
With any of some of the stuff we've had to do in the past to get that stuff going.
Right. I think that is a major element of the release, just really making it super easy for people to develop solutions on SharePoint. It's kind of the expectation people have had in the past for Visual Studio. That's why F5 is there, but it has not historically worked on SharePoint.
I mean,
SharePoint.
The problem with SharePoint development is it's kind of different than just a regular C++ or C# application,
right,
in that there are so many moving parts. I mean, you've got the servers running, because you got to get that stuff propagated out to the server.
Right.
You got to take and get some of the other stuff going on and continue it across, because it's a lot of layers.
Yeah. We did a number of things in addition to F5 and ability to support breakpoints, et cetera. The ability to just run it on a laptop or run it on a PC that isn't running Windows Server, that's a big change over what we've done in the past. Also, we spent a lot of time working on making it super easy to deploy the solution. That's one of the things Derek showed as well. You basically just specify, here's the package you want to deploy, click a button, activate it even from the same menu, from the same user experience. So again, end-to-end, making it super easy, even supporting source code control as well, another thing that Derek highlighted. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about kind of the developer productivity improvements that we've made.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just got through coming out of a big conference of your own, the SharePoint conference, just a couple weeks ago.
We did.
That was extremely successful, a lot of people there. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the PDC attendees and kind of see, you know, what the mindset difference is? Because I expect we're kind of a different audience than the SharePoint conference was.
It's interesting. It's becoming more and more of an audience, though. If you think about the statistics and the number of SharePoint developers, over 100,000 today, we expect it'll be over 1 million developers by the time 2010 gets into major use. It's the audiences are coming together, and I think it's just a tribute to the success that SharePoint's had. You know, 100 million users worldwide now, 17,000 customers. It's really taken on by wildfire. And it's an application space that's always been important. The ability to do line of business applications in a familiar place, the browser, a collaboration space, in the office, clients, et cetera. It's always been a place that, you know, it's high on the priority list for all developers. And I think we just brought it to the point where it's accessible, it's easy to do, and people see the, you know, the productivity that comes out of that.
Mm-hmm. I know when SharePoint first came out and I saw it, I mean, I saw it more of a tool that my business group was using for managing documents and communication and stuff like that. As a developer, I didn't see it as a developer opportunity for me because I was, you know, writing Windows apps. But lately, the last couple of releases, I've been getting into actually developing applications running on SharePoint, seeing it as a data resource, seeing it as something that was doing some of the grunt work for me, maintaining the comments, the documents, the streams, that sort of stuff that I can now plug into and get access to and do some pretty exciting things with.
No, I think that's right. I think you can take it on a couple of different angles. One, you can just take it from the point of view of developer productivity to your point of, if I start with a SharePoint solution versus starting out of the box, how much is just there for me? What are the services that are there that I can take advantage of, like InfoPath services, like the line of business connectivity services, taking those out of the box, and instead of building them yourself and kind of focusing on the business logic that's important for your app. The second piece of it, I think, is really about SharePoint is becoming so prevalent in organizations, that's the experience that people want to fit into, and they want those applications to fit into. And so it's fairly natural to, for instance, if have a document library as part of a business process application. So there's a natural synergy there that happens as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, what were some of the key things you actually announced at the keynote today?
So there are really three major things that we announced. We announced the beta availability of the entire 2010 set of products. And so SharePoint 2010, Office 2010, Project and Project Server 2010 was made available as well, and Visio as well. So the whole set of the Office suite was announced to be available in beta. You can basically just go to microsoft.com/2010, download it, and start working with it. The other thing we announced as part of the 2010 wave is the Office mobile applications for Windows Mobile 6.5. So you can go to the Windows Marketplace and download those as well. So first, big, you know, certainly a big thing for the team in terms of a major milestone going down towards release of the final product, but also that opportunity for developers to really play with it. Once we get to beta, we believe this is kind of the product. You'll find, you know, you may find issues here or there, but the product should be complete. So really encourage you, viewers, to take a look at that and really kick the tires and really get productive with it. The second thing we announced was the Office Social Connector, which is the ability within Outlook to bring in social feeds and activity feeds right into the Outlook experience. You know, people spend so much time in Outlook today. They spend, I think the estimates are around 93, 94 email messages the average person deals with in a day, something like 1,800 messages in a month. If you think about all of that time, and yet social networking is a critical capability, a critical thing that people are spending time doing as well, you know, reaching out to their colleagues, seeing what's going on in social situations as well. We thought early on, how do we bring those two together? And how do you bring it together, not just in creating a new place that you go for your social networking pieces? It's really about when I'm talking to this person with an email, how do I see all the context around that? How do I see the messages from that person? How do I see what they're putting on LinkedIn? All the activity, what's going on in Windows Live, et cetera. So the second thing we announced is this Office Live social, or this Office Social Connector, and the that we will go live with a version that works on SharePoint social feeds, big emphasis or investment around social networking in SharePoint this time around, Windows Live as well, and we announced a partnership with LinkedIn to deliver LinkedIn connectivity into the connector as well. It's also an SDK. If you have any particular application in your organization that deals with, you know, activity around particular people, and almost every corporation has their own, there's burgeoning sets of social networks out there, you can build a provider for the Outlook Social Connector. The third thing we announced is a continuation of the relationship with SAP around bringing line of business connectivity into SharePoint and into the Office clients. And so we've been partnering with them to draw this connection through the SharePoint business connectivity services so that it lights up within SharePoint and lights up and has a toolkit that you can work with on the client as well, so that we'll have a set of experiences around SAP data that will be out of the box. But it will also be a toolkit, similar to how SharePoint is, of building your own application that deals with SAP data as well as your information worker data. So a lot of stuff that got announced today.
Yeah, so if I'm a company that's using SAP for managing my own contact, stuff like
right.
that, and I'm using SharePoint as well, I can now actually develop a tool that allows me to combine those two together in kind of a unique and interesting ways that are specific to the way I'm doing business at my company.
That's exactly right. And so we really think there's an opportunity here for a whole new class of applications to come to life, because you know you spend so much time around in the information worker, you know, persona, if you will, working with documents, presentations, your calendar. How do you meld that with the business processes that SAP is really the leader in the space of? And so we really think it brings kind of the best of both worlds together, and we're really excited about the partnership.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's all about flexibility. I mean, you want developers want tools that allow them to develop the application they need to, and especially tools, the right applications using the tools that their users are using.
Right.
I mean, you know, Outlook is something that everyone's constantly running all the time.
Right.
And be able to integrate with Outlook, I think, is extremely important. A lot of companies already have SharePoint running internally, they're managing stuff with, and be able to write applications that connect up with those, I think, is also extremely
exactly.
important.
And, you know, the other thing that I talked about in the keynote, which I think is critical, is more and more in this world, it's a three-device experience, if you will. It's about the rich client, it's about the browser and experiences in the browser, and it's about mobile devices as well. And by using this common infrastructure around the business connectivity services and building functionality on top of that, we'll deliver that kind of an experience across all those different devices. Mm-hmm. So that's just what's required in the modern world, and we're excited about really delivering a full set of functionality across the whole three screens.
Okay, let's take a question that's been brought in from Twitter. And if you've got any questions you'd like to send in through Twitter, make sure you go at CH9Live, and we'll take and get them to be able to ask them to Kurt. So here's Joyjack asks, can we install SharePoint 2010 server beta in Vista?
Yes, you can. So this is the whole question of, does in the past you basically had to be running Windows Server. One of the major things that we validated working, it actually always kind of worked. Most there was some places around the edges. We certainly didn't feel comfortable about saying previous versions of SharePoint could be executed on a client environment. And we're saying that that does work today. So you can work on it'll work on Windows 7 and work on Vista as well. Mm-hmm. So I mean, Derek announced that actually.
Yeah, I think that's important because that way, you know, developer can take and be, you know, working on the road and doing stuff
exactly.
The developer stuff like that. He doesn't have to be connected back to the corporate server
right.
And so forth.
It's an important thing. We heard the feedback along the way. Sometimes people will look and say, well, of course, don't you understand how a developer works? We understood how a developer worked, and we weren't ever really comfortable saying you have to have full Windows Server running on your laptop. It just took us a while to get it all working well, and we're pretty excited about it working well in this release.
Yeah, I know I installed SharePoint on my laptop a couple times and was able to get some stuff done.
Exactly.
Even though I knew it wasn't quite the sort of thing that you tested out from a scenario. But
you were not alone.
Yeah.
But we heard loud and clear from developers that, to your exact point, I'm on a laptop, even if it's a beefy laptop, I want to have everything there, have it run within the client operating system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, as SharePoint's been evolving over the years, has there been a specific direction that you've been heading into, or is it something you started off realizing you need to embrace with SharePoint as a product?
Well, we started with SharePoint, it was really a recognition that there were these different spaces in the information workers infrastructure that were different and really didn't need to be different. And so when we started SharePoint many years ago, it was all about there was a portal space, there were collaboration applications, and they were different. And we looked at it and says there is an opportunity here to deliver to customers a single product, a single infrastructure that will allow me to create my collaboration spaces in the same way that I create my intranet portals and my internet points of presence. And so we've been on a run for several releases now along this vision of creating a consistent experience and a consistent infrastructure that you can use for all your spaces. We delivered My Sites as well, which is kind of our personal portal that customers roll out as well. And so I think one of the things we've had is a great consistency and vision across multiple releases. And it's also the truth that we have so much further to go. There, if you look along all of the vectors that we're doing, there's, you know, the collaboration space is constantly changing. And so there's always new things to innovate on there. Connectivity, as we mentioned, business connectivity services and line of business integration, lots more that we can do in that space as well. We've done a lot recently in terms of improving our web publishing capabilities. There are lots of very, very large customers that use us as their web point of presence. I mentioned a few like Volvo, Kraft, Ferrari are three that I mentioned in the keynote. That will continue to be a vector that's super important to us. We've made major investments in search as well. We acquired a company in Norway about 18 months ago now, I think, called Fast, which was a leader in enterprise search. And we're looking to find ways to integrate them more deeply in SharePoint as well. That's totally consistent with this notion of having a single infrastructure, because once documents and lots of content sit there, you want to be able to access any of that content. You want to find it instantly. You want to find things that are kind of like it, but, you know, kind of moving from search to directed navigation to find just that piece of information. There's even opportunities in creating entire experiences around search-based user experiences. And it's something that the FAST team is particularly excited about. The final thing I'd say that is going to be a continued sustained investment around for SharePoint is the integration of business intelligence into SharePoint as well. And the whole idea here is that some of the sites that people want to create have business critical information, and they need dashboards, they need scorecards, they need to be able to drill down to find out what's behind the numbers. And so we feel like it's a fairly natural workload to have business intelligence data sit in the SharePoint sites as well. Mm-hmm. So I guess overall I'd say we think we're on a very consistent mission. We think customers are responding well, and it's a long road. We got a lot more we can do.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts on the size of customer? I mean, like businesses out there come in totally different sizes.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your two-man shops, and you have your 5,000-man shops, and you have 100,000-man shops.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of those has a different IT infrastructure they've implemented internally.
Right.
Sometimes they've got a whole IT department that's managing those servers. Sometimes it's just, you know, a machine on some guy's desk, and everyone's just connecting up hardwired to it, perhaps. Does SharePoint work better in one scenario than another, and are there things you want to do differently for the different scenarios?
Yeah, we see different deployment methods today. I think some of the popularity of SharePoint has come out of the fact that departments will deploy it. It will become popular in a department, and then the enterprise will come at it from a different slant of saying, wow, I really want to standardize what my set of portals look like, what the set of services like human resources services, how do I make those accessible to customers? And so they'll come at it from a different point of view, and then they kind of meet in the middle in an enterprise, I would say. You get the grassroots, plus you get the top down, how do I deploy a common infrastructure across the organization? So I think we'll continue to see departmental deploys. I think we have very strong enterprise deploys as well. And it moves down to fairly small business sizes. So certainly the 25, 50 user company is becoming a sweet spot for SharePoint as well. The one thing that I think is important that will kind of stimulate more and more small businesses moving towards it is our business online or productivity online services, or BPOS. We see customers of all sizes signing up for the online services. And the way we've structured things and the way we're going to continue to do so is that whatever is available on-premise, our goal is to make that same functionality available as a subscription as well. And I think at that point, you'll see us move down to have popularity in even smaller companies as well. Mm-hmm. So across the board, I think very good penetration.
Yes, yeah, so tell me more about this online model you're using it.
So it literally is, if you look at the services that we provide for customers, and so take Exchange, Office Communication Server, and SharePoint, we find a movement among companies to say, is the management and deployment and maintenance of these systems within my organization, is that part of my central competency? Or would I be happy to have Microsoft host those services for me, and would I actually save money in the process? And so we're actually seeing a lot of customers coming to us and say, we want the services that we have today that we've standardized on, but we want them available in the cloud. And so we are moving to a model, just as in previous versions of Office, when we localize to multiple languages, we will have an availability of the online service equivalent of all of our products available at the same time. And so we today have over 1 million paid users on BPOS today, some very large customers, McDonald's, GlaxoSmithKline, Aviva, Aon, some real well-known companies and growing every day. So it's been a very popular offering. And so it's all about the notion of giving customers choice. You can be on-premise, you can be in the cloud. We can even support hybrid situations, which particularly for the messaging and email space is very important. So how do I take a portion of my users and move them to the cloud service because maybe they're in a geography or a subsidiary where that makes sense? And then move over time to have my whole customer base there or user base there. Mm-hmm. So very flexible, basically delivering the service how you want to consume it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, this might be kind of a touchy question here, but you just got through announcing a lot of great things in our keynote. Obviously, this isn't the end of the line. Still more stuff coming down. Can you share with us perhaps anything that's coming in the near future or beyond?
Well, you're right, it is a touchy subject. We tend to be very structured and disciplined about the way we go into planning. We are just about to make the transition within the team to the next version, to thinking about the next version of it. You tend to get people tailed down, and as they're just focusing on a few bugs, they got a few extra cycles to think about other things. I don't think that I'm not ready to talk about specifics, but I will say that a lot of the areas that we've started making investment in, as I said with SharePoint, have a long way to run. And so, the other areas in Office, certainly the web applications, lots of potential there to enhance those. The whole rich client working with web applications, working with Office mobile applications as well, I think it's a very rich area that we'll be doing stuff in for a long period of time. I think social networking is an area we'll be at for a long period of time. Business intelligence, document management, all these areas are super rich, and I think we've just kind of scratched the surface.
Yeah, because clearly you can't pick anything that you've ever done and say, okay, we've
reached
the limit. That's it.
Yeah.
Can't go any further there. It's like, because things are constantly moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, just think about how content is authored on the web. It's constantly changing, and our tools adapt to support those new modalities of authoring. Mm-hmm. So across the board, I'm as excited now. I've been in Office for many years now. I'm as excited about the potential now as I've ever been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, SharePoint is a product for developers, mm-hmm. versus SharePoint's product for end users. Do you think the two different audiences look at the product differently, or should they look at it differently, or do you want developers to be treating it not just as a portal that they're using, but something they're actually expanding upon and developing rich, more mm-hmm. controls for it?
I think we see it's developers, as you well know, are not one class of individuals. You get the set of folks that say, we've got SharePoint in my organization. How can I use that as a platform for doing a lot of the things that I need to get done? We get people who are saying, I want to just, SharePoint has so much of what I want to do. I want to just recommend to my customer have SharePoint there and I'll build the application on top. We see a lot of developers building their products integrating their products with SharePoint. So for instance, in the document management space, most of the major document management vendors now have a connectivity to SharePoint as well. And so I would say in the developer space, there are people who see it as an opportunity in its own right, an ability to a platform that's already deployed that they want to build a set of applications on top of, or they see it as, I have a set of software assets today, how do they play well in a SharePoint organization?
Okay. So. Thank you. Well, hopefully you enjoyed that talk about SharePoint. I'm Robert Hess, my guest, Kurt DelBene. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thank you.